Blog Talk Radio.
I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. As Chris Gloss was so kind to introduce me, I'm your host, Michael McCleary, and we are going to have a great, fun, exciting show today. I'm sure it's going to be really interesting because we have a lot of guests. I like to call it the guest extravaganza. And we have 8 different people with us today. So it's going to be really exciting. We are going to hear an awful lot, a lot of great information. And I'm just really excited, as I said, to have all of you with us today. I'm also really, really excited to have my co-host, Maria DiGiovanni, is with us today. Maria does a little bit of everything. She is the founder of Four Beyond the Green Ministries. She's a speaker and most recently was named Miss Cosmos. So, yes, we do have a pageant queen with us today. I'm so excited. Maria, how are you doing?
Oh, Michael,
you knew I was going to say something about it, didn't you?
I knew you would, but that's okay because we're going to be doing some amazing things with this title and a lot of stuff in Greece. And so we're really excited about promoting tourism there. But first, before we talk about anything, I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes, everybody, it is my birthday today, and that's why we have so many people on today.
It's going to be an exciting day for you.
Thank you. It is. I like to make it interesting, as everybody can tell, with all the guests we have today. I mean, we have a great lineup. We have Phil Gornai and Harry Shades going to be with us, Miss Kiki Richardson and Tanoa Bond, Tony Reese and Allison Lipnack, and Rick Mixter is also going to be with us. We were going to have J.L. Godfrey was going to be with us today in our last segment, but unfortunately he is in Nashville right now. And as everybody probably knows, Nashville has had some major, major flooding, and
yes,
he is going to be out helping, doing some cleanup today. So J.L. gets a pass today for not being with us.
Yes.
I just hope everybody gives a shout out and a little prayer for Nashville right now because they really need it. And our topic today is exciting because it's called Where Are We Going Now? And I think it's great. You know, I thought of my birthday, and I think about it, like I said, it's a great time to think about this concept of where are we going now? Because birthdays are really times of renewal. You know, besides New Year's Eve, when a lot of us think about what we did for our past year and what we're going to do for the year going forward, you know, a birthday to me is really a time, I think, too, where we have a time to be with friends and to think about our friends and family and what we did in our past and where we're going in our future. So really that was my concept for today, how do we do that? How do we go forward? And so I decided to have all of these friends with us today.
And voila,
exactly, here we all are. And today we have with us in our first segment, before I go to the first segment, sorry, one thing I forgot. The quote of the day. Sorry, everybody who knows me knows I have a quote of the day every day. And since it is my birthday, I thought this was very, very, poignant is the wrong word for it, but it really kind of fit the day. And it is from Chili Davis. He says, growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional. And for me, I plan on staying a little bit of a kid for a long, long time. So let's have a little bit of fun today. And with that, I'm excited to introduce to the show Phil Gornai and Harry Shade. Phil and Harry, are you both with us today?
Hey there, Michael.
Harry, how are you doing?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be twins. And happy birthday, Michael McCleary.
Harry, that's my line. Wait a minute.
Terry. Do we have Phil with us too? I'm not.
I don't know. He's a 347 number. I don't know if he's up on.
Yeah, the we don't. No, we don't have Phil, and he is missing right now. Phil is missing in action.
I should probably call him.
That's all right. Well, if you leave us, Harry, I don't know who we're going to interview.
Oh no, I can multitask with the best of them.
You can multitask. All right, great. Well, if you happen to get a hold of Harry, I mean Phil. Sorry. Well, let me just share a quick moment. And Harry, if you do want to get a hold of Phil, great. But you know, Harry and Phil, I wanted to have them on because two great show calls. They do Marvelous Mondays every week on BTR, and just a great team. And so I thought it'd be fun to have the both of them here on the air with us to answer some of these questions. You know, Phil and Harry both have a lot of experience in talking about where it is that we're going to go in the future, what it is that will take us forward, how we can turn our dreams into reality. And virtually anybody I know has a dream, has an idea, has something that they want to do. You may have buried it. You may have said, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can really make it happen. But you do have an idea. You have something that you want to do. And that's really what we want to talk about today is how can we make these dreams, these visions, these goals, these ideas a reality for you in the future. And so, Harry, if you don't mind, I'll ask you that question right off the bat. What is your advice for someone who is looking to do something? I mean, because you came from being a police officer to coaching people and, you know, running a radio show and doing all these wonderful things that you did. You've moved from one place to a different place. What are your recommendations for people who are looking to do that, who have an idea, a goal, and they want to go after it?
Well, do you want the St. Bernard or the Rottweiler version of this?
Maria, what do you think? I think the Rottweiler. That's the mood I'm in today.
Well, the Rottweiler version is just get off your butt and do it. I mean, you know, I seriously, here recently I've been kind of just frustrated with a lot of people just giving excuse after excuse after excuse why they can't do something. And I look at them and I say, listen, the reason that you can't do something is you have that in your mind. You can't do it. And so as soon as you put that in your mind that you can't do it, you're not going to do it. I mean, physiologically things happen when you think that way. And it really just comes down to, I guess, being determined, having desire, having dedication, having discipline, sitting down and saying, okay, this is what I want for my life, and I'm not going to let anybody else keep me from getting it. And that's the Rottweiler version. How's that?
I love it.
I like that.
It's something that I have on my wall. It's what you think is what you will become, and it's so perfect because I really believe that.
Oh, that's true. I mean, only you can hold yourself back. I mean, that's it. You have the power to create. We all have the power to create. I mean, look around you. Are either one of you sitting in a chair right now?
Yes.
I am.
Yeah, think about that for a second. Somebody had to think about that chair. That chair was a thought. That chair was an idea. Anything that you can look around where you're in your space right now was an idea that somebody had they brought to fruition. Talk about powerful beings. We're the only mammals on this planet that can create, that can literally take something from nothing and make it happen. All the other animals, all the other mammals, things around here, they exist. Yeah, you can look at some things and say, well, yeah, chimpanzees can take a stick and they can, you know, turn into a tool and yeah, yeah, yada. But no, nothing else, no other species on this planet can do what we can do. And everybody, every single person has that power within them. It's not just within some of us. It's within every single one of us. And so for anybody to sit back and say that they can't do something is just so ludicrous that sometimes it just gets me just really frustrated. And I, you know, especially when I look at people that, you know, especially, let me put it this way, the people that have all their faculties about them. Do you guys know Sean Stevenson? Do you know who he is?
No.
I don't know Sean, no. Tell us.
Fantastic man. He's in a wheelchair. He's one of the biggest motivational speakers out there. Here's a man. There's another man. I can't remember the guy's name. He has no arms, no legs. He's a motivational speaker. Oh. He goes out and talks to kids.
Yes.
So especially when somebody has all their faculties about them, and they look at me and they go, oh, my life is so bad. I just want to look and I want to shake them.
I agree.
Yeah, do you realize how powerful you are, that all you're doing is giving your power away? So what do you want to do? Find out what it is that you want to do. Take some time. Look at your life. Look at what you love to do. Look what you want to be, do, and have in life. And then just go get it. Go grab it. Go create it for yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. And the only thing that you're doing by not doing that is giving away the power that you were given on the day you were born.
So well said, Harry. So well said. You're listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio with Mike McCleary and Maria DiGiovanni. And I want to let all of our listeners know, too, that if you're listening to us live right now, feel free to stop by our chat room. If you're listening live, you'll see a little button to click on the chat. Drop by our chat room and feel free to ask a question of any of our individuals who are on. I mean, we'll try to sneak them in as much as we can, but stop by, ask a question, and we would love to see you ask those questions. Harry,
yes.
you know, since Phil isn't with us, tell me a little bit about how you came up with the idea for Marvelous Mondays, and I really think it's a great show because people get an opportunity. It's kind of similar to what we do, but people get an opportunity to learn about how they can make changes in their life. I mean, you guys talk about it every Monday. So if you would just quickly share a little bit about your show, just a little quick plug, because I know people need to plug in and listen to what you're doing.
Well, before I do that, I want to thank you too, Michael. I mean, everybody that's stepping up like yourself, that is creating these types of shows, that are putting out positive energy and whatnot, we are going to change the world. There's no doubt whatsoever. So I really appreciate you doing Anything But Ordinary. And I don't know if you know, but I think I mentioned this. This coming Saturday is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's right. I just remembered that. It is your birthday. Happy birthday, Harry.
And I'm going to be the big 5-0.
No.
And actually, I should tell people 21 for the 29th time. But
there you go.
Anyway, I digress. Well, Marvelous Monday. Yeah, Marvelous Monday is Harry and Phil. 11 p.m. on Monday nights, Blog Talk Radio. What happened is that Phil and I met, gosh, over a year or so ago, a year and a half maybe at this point, as part of a social media marketing campaign for Earth Day. And we had so much fun working together that after it ended, I sat down and I said, gosh, you know, I've always had this idea. What can I do? Well, my life purpose is helping people be the best they can be so I can be the best I can be. And I said, gosh, and I had my own Blog Talk Radio show, kind of like this one. I was interviewing people, doing that type of thing. But I said, gee, I'd really love to have something that's all about positive news, positive people. So I approached Phil, and we got to talking about it. And there actually was another host, DJ Hart, was with us at the time, at the beginning, too. And I asked those two if they'd be interested in doing a show. And so it'll be a year in June. This coming June will be a one-year anniversary where we launched our show. And we just decided to go for it. And this is kind of what I was saying earlier, though, Michael and Maria, was the fact that, you know, we didn't sit around in our butts, stuck bonbons in our face, and, you know, say, gee, this might be a good idea.
Yeah, you know, just did it.
Yeah, we did something about it. We talked about it. We put it on the air. It's evolved over time. DJ has gone on to other things, and we love her to death, and we wish her well. But, you know, we just said this is something that's needed in the world. And it's something that we love doing, and so let's just do it. And so here we are today.
Well, you know, Harry, go ahead, Maria.
Go ahead. I actually have a quick question for you, Harry. How did you go from law enforcement into motivational speaking?
Well, you know, the funny
That's
thing
a great
is
question.
I've always been a speaker. I started speaking when I was 18 years old before I was even in law enforcement. But see, the thing about it is, if you really think about law enforcement in the right manner, law enforcement's all about, should be, at least, protect and serve.
Yes.
Okay, and that really is what it mainly about. You talk to most law enforcement people, that's the reason they got in the business. You have a few bad apples and every type of thing, but most law enforcement people are out there laying their life on the line every single day to protect and serve the public. day.
Very
but
true.
But not a far stretch from protect and serve to inspire and motivate.
That's very true.
Yeah. You know.
Bravo to you.
Well, thanks. And the thing is, I've also always been a person that I'm not cynical about things. I look at the world through the eyes of love and compassion. I see people for who they are. We're all human beings. We start all at that level. And, you know, if you start there, then there's no reason not to love one another. There's nothing that you can use to separate one another. And, you know, so again, I've been speaking since I was 18, and this was just kind of a natural flow. When I got out of law enforcement, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to continue to inspire and motivate and help people be better.
Well, Harry, you've inspired me. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome, and I appreciate having the opportunity to be here today.
Well, Harry, again, yeah, I just as Maria said, you know, I so appreciate you joining us today. Almost, you know, I miss Phil, but I almost think I'm glad that we didn't have Phil, too, because we wouldn't have been able to have you on so long, and this whole segment's flown by so fast. I can't believe we're already through our first 15 minutes of the show, and we're off about ready to go to our next guest. Harry, thanks so much for being with us, and I do want to add something, too, for our listeners, and if you want to comment really quickly on it, too, before I let you go, you know, you like you said, this is something that your show, you started just because it's something you want to do, you decide to go for it, and you talked about it, the same thing with, you know, your whole Rottweiler idea of how to create what it is that you want, just go for it. You may not have experience. Maria and I were talking about that as well earlier today, that, you know, sometimes you may not have the experience, you may not know exactly what you're supposed to do or how you're supposed to do it, but the only way sometimes you're going to learn it is just to go out and do it.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about it is, if you allow the fear of the unknown to hold you back, you'll just never do anything. You know, face the fear, do it anyway. Just go for it. I mean, I never had a radio show, my own radio show that I still do on Tuesday mornings at 10 called Rare Sense Thoughts. I never had a show. I wasn't on the radio. And so I thought, oh, what the heck, let's give it a shot. And I've stumbled, and some things haven't worked out the way they should. But, you know, what you do, here's the other thing, evaluate and celebrate. Anything you do in life, take a look at it, keep evaluating where you're at it, and if you're doing things good, keep doing those. If they're not going so well, change them, tweak them, not do them anymore, and then celebrate the fact that you've learned from it and you've grown from it. And that's the last thing I'd like to leave, other than the fact that I have to tell you, Michael, I am very humbled and honored to be on this show with you today on your birthday. So happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you. Hey, you know, Harry, I've got a little surprise for you. Can you stick around for another 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Because, and you know, we're gonna totally just blow right through and skip the first commercial break because Miss Kiki Richardson is with us. She's ready to come on the air. And Tanoa Bond, who is going to be with us today, isn't able to be with us because of family issues. Kiki just let me know that, and
okay, perfect.
I feel really bad. Another little prayer out to Tanoa. I mean, we got Tanoa's MIA because of an issue in jail, so we'll be praying for both of them. But
yes.
Harry, if you don't mind sticking around, Kiki, I'd be glad to have you.
Oh, Miss Kiki, God, I love that woman.
Well, since we're blowing through the commercial break, I'll do a quick station identification, which is you're listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio with your host, Michael McCleary, which is me, and our co-host, Maria DiGiovanni. Today, we're talking about where are we going from here, and you can listen to us. You can find us here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. Come join us. Listen to the archives. If you missed the show live, that's great. We have an awful lot of people from all over the world who actually listen to us in the archives every week, so feel free to drop by those archives, but you can find us here every week, www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce our next guest. And since we don't have a lot of time, I'm not going to go into our long talk on who people are, but Kiki Richardson is with us. She is the host of Playing Devil's Advocate, and she is the consummate provocateur. Kiki, are you with us right now?
I am with you. I'm with you now. I'm with you always. Happy birthday and happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, happy Cinco de Mayo.
So See, I get a good reason to party every time I have a birthday because it's
exactly.
Oh, you don't need an excuse. You don't need an excuse. I party for people's birthday like it's my birthday. It didn't even have to be my birthday. So you don't need an excuse. It was the day you were born. We're going to celebrate that.
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Haley. Hi, Victoria.
Hello. I wanted to say hello. It's finally nice to meet you, lady.
Thank you. I know. I'm just, you know, I'm one of those people. Everybody's like, you know that Kiki? You got to meet that Kiki. She's something else. It's like one of those things you hear about, but you're not. You hear about all the time, but you just, you know, have to just see it for yourself. Know it for yourself. Yeah.
Well, listening to you makes me.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Listening to you makes me want to achieve a higher level, so that's a good thing.
Oh, well, great. I'm doing my job.
So
well,
good.
With that, and talking about a higher level, you know, Kiki, you've gone through an awful lot. I mean, you've met some amazing people, some very famous people you've worked with. You've had a fascinating story, and you've really gone off and taken your life by the horns and done the things that you want to do, the things that you were driven to do, that you had a passion for. You know, for people who are out there who are listening, who want to make changes in their life, who want to go forward, who have a vision, who have an idea, can you share with our listeners, you know, how they can do that as well?
Well, the first thing is to just do it. Don't think, don't overthink it, don't overanalyze it, because what happens is you'll start to talk yourself out of it. You'll give yourself an out. You'll say, you'll give yourself millions of reasons of why this can't work, or if this is crazy, or whatever, but it can work. You thought about it, it can work. You thought it can happen. It's, you know, if you, like they say, if you conceive it, you can achieve it. Do it. Just take the first step.
Awesome. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. And in taking that first step, be fearless. Be fearless. Kind of remember what it was like when you were a kid and you didn't know anything and you just did it because it felt good and it felt right and that's what you wanted. You got to take that same childlike approach to it.
I am listening to you, girl. Fear wraps us all, doesn't it?
Fear is poison.
Yeah, one of the things that I've learned about fear, if you've ever spelt it out vertically, F, false, A, or E, evidence, appearing real. That's
mm-hmm.
how I've dealt with fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real.
It's like that, what's that, carbon monoxide? You don't see it, you don't
yes.
smell it, but it's deadly. It's
mm-hmm.
the same thing. It will paralyze
it
you and kill you and choke the life out of you.
How do we walk through it, Kiki?
How do you walk through it?
Tell us.
Well, the best way to deal with fear is just to understand what it is. Okay, that's fear, but is that enough to make me stop getting what it is that I want? You have to balance out, weigh out the options. Do you want it enough or don't you want it enough? And if you want it enough, you have to determine what your why is. Why am I doing this? And that why will determine the how, meaning what it is that you want will determine how vigorously you go after it. So the why determines the what. I mean the how. The why determines the how.
Very well said.
Yeah, I totally agree with that because I kind of talked about this last week with everybody on the show was that whole concept of finding your why. I mean, that was a difficult thing for me. I had a what, and I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't have that why. I had yet to determine, why is it that I want to do these things? You know, what is the end goal? What is it that it means to me to do this? And I was really fortunate, I feel, about 3 weeks ago for it to really hit me and me to realize this is what my why is. I know what my why is, finally,
right.
And that's an important thing. And so many people oftentimes don't realize what is the why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Or also, why do you want to do or create things that you want to in the future? Important thing to find out.
Very.
Yeah, it is. That's the hardest. The hardest part is figuring it out. And once you do it, you go after it doggedly, and you don't apologize for it. Never apologize for it. people will try to make you feel guilty. They'll try to talk you out of it. One of the lessons that I learned from my mentor, the late, great Bernie Mac, was when you have an idea, when you want to do something, keep your mouth shut. Don't run around telling everybody that what you want to do and how you plan to do it, because people will not help you build anything, but they will certainly help you tear it down. And they will project onto you all of their insecurities and their fears and their shortcomings to tell you why you can't do what it is that you want to do. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And invite them to the celebration afterwards. Just do it.
Exactly.
Well, well said. And you know what? Before I jump in on you real quick, Maria, just so everybody knows, we were missing Phil, and we were missing Tanoa Bond, and Phil is on the line. But I'm going to save Phil until the end of the show. But I'd love to get Tanoa on, because I know she just called in. Tanoa Bond, are you with us today?
Yes, I was here all along when you announced that I wasn't here. I'm like, but I'm here. Check the monitor. I'm right here.
Well, he just had me a message saying you weren't here, and so I didn't realize that the number that came up for you was.
You know how Kiki is. She just wanted this whole 15 minutes to herself. She's not slick. I know how I got her number.
No, I love you. Let me tell you. I love to know her so much that when she told me, I said, okay, I'll tell him. And then I ran interference for you. And then you text me back to say, why'd you say that? I'm here. And I'm like, okay, I'll tell him. And I ran interference for you again. You just passed the ball to me. I caught it. And I ran a couple yards. And then I just, you know, lateraled it back to you. So run it in. Take it into the end zone.
Yes, this is Anything But Ordinary Radio.
Well, before we go any further, because I know it's your birthday, I know it's loud because I am outside, but I didn't want to miss this celebration, but I have to do what I do for everybody on their birthday. So I have to sing really quickly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Have a great day.
Oh, bravo.
Yay.
Bravo. Thank you, Tanoa.
You're welcome. And the crowd goes wild.
Yes. If you're new to Anything But Ordinary Radio, we do get a little crazy every once in a while. Usually it's a little tamer than this, but, you know, sometimes it's fun to make it pretty interesting like it is today. Tanoa, do you have any additional, I mean, because you are the Audacity expert. You've been hearing about what we've been talking about pursuing your passion. What are some of your thoughts on this topic?
Well, you know, mostly what I run into as a coach, you run into a lot of people who say, well, you know, I just don't know what it is. I don't know what my passion is. And sorry for the bus going by. But, you know, many people do, but we're afraid to say because we're so used to giving our power away. I like to say that most people are looking in a mirror, but they're living out somebody else's reflection because they're so used to doing the things that other people tell them to do. Your mother wanted you to do this. Your father wanted you to do that. And they've forgotten their own voice. So now it's like, stand in who you are. Look at your own reflection. Be who you are. Hear your own voice and follow your dreams. It's as simple as sitting down, getting grounded with yourself, and saying, what is it that I really love? What is it that I'm good at? And taking your power back. Most of us have gift-wrapped our power and handed it to someone else. It's time to get it back and to start living our dreams in that way and stop saying, well, I don't know. You do know. You're the only one who knows. Nobody else knows what you were put here to do but you. And, you know, to go into what I like to do most, psychology, you know, when we look at it, we were all born to self-actualize, which means we were only born for one motive in life, and that was to live our purpose. And so you do know what your purpose is. We just have to stop allowing other voices to tell us that we don't or that we're supposed to do something else.
I have a question for you. What do you do when you finally look at yourself in the mirror and you see your own reflection and it scares you because you see the power and you're not used to it?
Well, you know, it's funny. One of my favorite poems and quotes is by Marianne Williamson, and it's our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate, but that we're powerful beyond measure.
We are afraid of our own power, but not because we don't know what to do with it. But most of the time, if you think about the currency in which we deal with life, like you go to the store, you buy an item, you give them cash or a credit card. But when you talk about relationships and people and getting love, sometimes the currency is to diminish your own power so that someone else will love you or like you or someone else will accept you. So our currency, like, so people who don't, you know, who are afraid of their own power, they need to ask themselves, is it because you're paying for love or you're paying for affection or you're paying for attention by diminishing yourself and making yourself small so that someone else feels great? That's where you have to start. Why are you doing it, first of all?
Great answer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Way to go, team.
Wow, I'm speechless right now because
I
just so nailed it.
You
just nailed me right on the top of the head. Thank you.
Oh, well, see, we need to talk. Oh my! As soon as somebody tells me that they're giving their power away, it's like, I am the audacity expert, and you have to have the audacity to stand in the power of who you are. Otherwise, we have a problem.
We have a problem, Houston. Michael, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. But it's funny because, in fact, before the show, you know, we like to have a little powwow about, you know, how are we going to do the show? How's it going to run? People sometimes don't realize, I think, what it takes when you put on a radio show, all the planning and everything that even goes on before you go through this hour that blows by, and I can't believe we're already through a half an hour, in fact, a little bit past. But Maria asked me, okay, so give me, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
give me a list of why you want to have everybody on. And one of the things I said to Noah was energy, you know, total energy, you bring it. So thank you for doing that for us today, to Noah.
Oh, thank you. Glad I got my 5 minutes in. Kiki was trying to steal it. I know her well. I'm telling y'all. That's what she was doing. No, I'm kidding. I love Kiki to death.
I'm not going to even justify that.
Yeah, don't need that. Let it go.
Harry? Well, to Noah and Kiki, I'll start with Kiki. Where can people find out more about you in the future? And you've got a show coming up tonight that people need to know about.
I absolutely do. You can always catch me every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific here on Blog Talk Radio with my show Playing Devil's Advocate. And tonight's topic is Dying a Slow Death, Ways We Kill Relationships. And we're going to uncover some of the things, the silent toxins that we have going on with us that ruin our relationships, whether it's our love relationships, our familial relationships, or work relationships. So we're going to talk about that, and you can always catch me by going to kikirichardson.com, or you can send me an email at kiki@kikirichardson.com, or you can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/playingdevilsadvocate, and then keep your ears and your eyes open for my book coming out at the end of the month, The Other Woman Code of Conduct, What Every Other Woman Should Know and Men Too.
Very good.
As everyone can see, Kiki has a lot of things going on. Tanoa, for you, where can people find more about you?
Well, you can either go to tanoabond.com, that's TONOABOND.com, or you can go to thebondinstitute.com, which is an institute that I have for personal growth and development, train life coaches, offer other courses, things of that nature. Facebook, Tanoa Bond, or on Wednesday nights, whether I'm in the chat room or whether I'm on her panel operating as her featured guest expert, you can catch me at Playing Devil's Advocate with one of my favorite people in the world, Ms. Kiki Richardson, even though I joke with her all the time. But, yeah, you can catch me there on Wednesday nights. Tonight's going to be a great topic. I'm going to be in the chat room stirring it up as always. So you guys come check us out or come check Kiki out and, you know, go to one of our pages. And if you're one of those people that Michael was talking about earlier where, you know, it's time now for you to live your dreams and you're looking at your life and you're looking at your age and you're wondering, what in the world is happening to me right now? Find somebody who's skilled in an area of, you know, whether it's audacity, boldness, or don't apologize for being you, or like Harry, you know, like, you know, coaching. Find somebody to help you because this is the time. This is your now. It is always your now. Stop being afraid. Thank you, Michael.
Love it.
All right. Now they're all out of breath. Thank you, Tanoa. I just love Tanoa's energy. Kiki, I so appreciate you being on with us today. It does. It really, to have all of you on with me today, it really means a lot. I know everybody has a busy schedule, and for you all to take the time to join us today, I really appreciate it. And that same goes for you too, Harry. Thank you so much for joining us for this show. Thank you again.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and let me
tell you.
Thank you. Miss Kiki is going to be on Marvelous Mondays on July 12th. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Well, if you can, for your listeners, very briefly, Michael, I'm sorry. You were on my show last week, and we had a phenomenal show. So I encourage everybody to go back, your listeners, to go back and listen to that archived show because you were a wonderful guest, and you hung in there, and you stuck it out. It was tough. It was hot under the fire, but you withstood the fire.
Yeah,
thank you,
Kiki. It's only interesting.
Well, I've got a lot to say.
Well, you know, all the time Phil comes on Kiki's show and he gets poked by her pitchfork all the time and it hurts. You came on, she poked you. You were like, a little poke? What? I can handle that. So, yeah, you held your own. I was like, go, Michael.
Yeah.
No,
I was like, yay.
Well, thank you, everyone. And I'd love to keep you all on longer, but I've got to get to some other callers. This has become a commercial-free Anything But Ordinary. So thank you all again, and we will talk soon. Please stick around the chat room, too, if you get a chance. So
happy
thank you, Harry,
again, Mike.
Phil, Tanoa. Well, Phil's going to be on soon.
Wonderful meeting you all.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Maria, what
yes.
a crazy, crazy first three-quarters, I mean, two-thirds of the show almost already. It's gone.
Michael,
what really stuck out to you so far?
Michael, your guests are amazing. Tanoa, like I said, we're all in different parts of our journey. She nailed me right on the top of my head where I am because fear of looking at myself in the mirror and seeing the true reflection is a scary place to be in life. So Tanoa is wonderful. Kiki, she just pushes me to the next level. She is so far different than me, so I just love her to death. And Harry, well, you know my experience with law enforcement, so it's just very inspiring to hear him. And I cannot wait for the next guest. Your birthday is cool. Thank you for letting me share it with you.
We try to make it cool. And without further ado, because we are running short on time already, we have two more great guests on the line with us, Tony Reese and Allison Lipnack. Allison does so many different things, and she really has inspired me just by all the things that she's doing. Check out her website. Go out and get inspired, and we'll have her talk more about that. And then Tony Reese is also the president of the People's Academy, I believe that's right, and the Get Inspired Project. So I'm really excited to bring you both to the show. Thank you, Allison and Tony.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, ladies.
Hello,
happy birthday.
Thank you. Allison?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You were just, I could tell you were trying to get in there, so I thought I'd give you a quick second for you to get in there.
Happy birthday. Wow, it sounds like a party in here. This is awesome. We need to do this every day.
Well, let's talk about it. It's the party line, I guess, today. So thank you.
Good.
Thank you, both of you, for being with us today. And really quickly, you know, you've heard the conversation we've had so far. Tell me a little bit about, for you, we'll start with Tony and then we'll go to Allison. You both, again, both of you have done things where you've just gone out and created what it is that you wanted. You didn't necessarily wait for somebody to do it or to have an idea. You had an idea, you went after it, and you did it. For each of you, you know, what was the key to going out there, having an idea, dream, and turning it into a reality? And we'll start with Tony.
Well, thanks, Michael, and my God, what a show you've had so far. It's really something. I'm trying to keep up with everything. It's fantastic. And happy birthday again. You're welcome. For the Get Inspired Project, just quickly, it really was just an idea. It was something that listening to people that I've had just the pleasure of talking to all over the world who are just doing these really amazing things and are inspiring others. And I thought, you know what, we got to get these people to have a voice, and there's other people around the world. And so to just start it, to say, this is what I'm going to do. And I will tell you, it's the first thing in my life that I did not overthink, that I just did it. And I think that's what everybody was saying earlier. I did not analyze it. I just did it. Didn't know how, did not know how I was going to showcase, didn't know how I was going to get 365 people to be interviewed, but my God, it has been amazing. We have so many fantastic people that are just stepping up, you included, and it's been amazing. People all over the world that are listening, participating, and want to be part of the Get Inspired Project and are doing really, truly amazing things.
I love how you said that, Tony. Not to overthink it, and I think mm-hmm. you're right. You know, some have been not overthinking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and for me, honestly, that was the best thing, and it has taken on a life of its own. I have no control over it, none whatsoever. It is just going. It is just okay. You know, it's amazing. It's been the best thing that has ever happened.
I have
Allison,
a question for you.
I want to get Maria real quick before we get back to. I want to get Allison in before we can, don't
go
get
ahead,
a chance.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Maria, I don't mean to cut you on that one, but Allison, for you, same question.
Actually, as she was just talking about that, I was thinking the same thing. I didn't overthink what I wanted to do as well. Is I listen to I guess you could say I listened to the subtle hint that came across me several times when they say that you hear something more than three times, you should really listen. And that really what it was. It was like I was tapped on the shoulder three times. Finally, one day, you know, at one just a really odd place, somebody had, you know, said to me, you know, thank God you're here. I need to be inspired. I need some inspiration. And it was like a light bulb kind of went off in my head, and I listened that time, but I didn't overthink it. And so that's really what happened is it was she actually inspired me, but I actually listened to the hint. And then that's where We All Need Inspiration came about, was people were telling me that I was such an inspiration with all my inspirational things that I was saying and all the quotes that I was posting. And I said, you know what? Light bulb went off, said, I need to do this. And that's where that website came into play.
Very good. It's a beautiful website. You've done a great job.
Thank you. But just like you, there was no overthinking it. It was just, you know, people, I think, they expect these major transformations or this major thing to happen. But sometimes in life, it's very little subtle hints, and you have to be aware on a daily basis the things that are going on around you. And I always say, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. And that's really what it kind of means to me, is you have to wake up every day and smell or see what's going on around you, because there could be things that are going on around you that, you know, miracles are going on and miracles are happening. You just have to be aware that they're happening, and then you never know what can happen with the rest of your life. It could just change instantly.
That is so true. I've
Maria,
played that in my own life, so I get it.
It's
very true.
Maria, I know you had a question. I didn't mean to cut you off earlier.
No, that's okay. I actually wanted to ask Tony about the people model. Explain that to me.
That's a framework that we use for personal coaching and business coaching, and it's all wrapped around the word people, and it's about, we turn that into an acronym. It's about understanding where your greatness lies as far as performance, what's getting in your way, which is efficacy and that power that you have to harness, where your ownership lies, what's possible for you when you get there is the second P. How are you going to link all of that to your golden rules or your life goals or your business goals? And then the E is all about evidence, and we use that every day, several times a day, and there's practitioners that are using that all over the world to help people kind of stay close to what that passion is, what that purpose is, what those goals look like, and so that they can inspire the greatness that they want to experience. So that's the people framework.
Very good. That's excellent.
Thank you.
You know, and I want to follow up kind of a little bit on both of you said, and I'm going to direct this one to Allison really quickly, and that is maybe not having experience, not knowing what it is, how you're going to do it, but just going out there and doing it anyways. A lot of times I think, like Allison said, people all told her that she was an inspiration, and she may not have, you know, thought that off the top, but then realized, wow, maybe this is something I can do. Talk to us about that, about, you know, maybe you don't have the experience, maybe you don't have all of the answers, but just going out there and doing it.
That's good to me? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. yes, exactly. That's really what it is. I mean, I didn't have any background. All I had was experience, and I had the years and years of doing personal development. And throughout those years, people were just telling me, wow, you're the most positive person I know. You're so inspirational. You're so this. You're so that. And I didn't know. I mean, it took 7 years of you know, a lot of training, I guess you could say, in the motivational world. And so that's really how it kind of, that's how it came about. I didn't have any experience. I don't have any experience. I went to art school. You know, I think it just takes life experience and a lot of passion. And I realized that that was part of my passion. That is who I am. And then I realized what my why was, and now I realize that that is my why. And it just came through. It just came through without me even knowing it. That was the whole thing.
And Allison, where can people find out more about you? Because we're already at the end of this segment. Time has flown. So
my website is weallneedinspiration.com, just the way it's spelled. And then you can also find me on Facebook, which is Allison Lipnack, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, L-I-P as in Peter, N as in Nancy, A-C-K. So you can join me
awesome.
On my Facebook page. I'm always sharing inspirational messages, and then you can sign up on my website for getting inspirational messages in your inbox every day. And they're free.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Allison. Tony, I'll give you a quick last word if you have any thoughts, and then please share with our listeners how they can find out more about you and the Get Inspired Project.
Well, first, I just thank you for the opportunity to be part of this party today and the energy that's around this, really. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And if people would check out getinspiredproject.com, that would be awesome. If you would like to be interviewed or refer anyone that you know to be part of the project, we're more than halfway through the first 365 days, and we're already working on the next year and what that's going to look like. So thank you again, and have yourself a wonderful day today. And again, I really appreciate being part of the party.
And Allison.
Yes. I also wanted to just say one more thing really quickly about my inspirational messages, is that all my inspirational messages that I post on my website and usually on Facebook, every once in a while I'll share somebody else's quote, but I would say 99.9% of my messages are really come from my heart and something that's going on, usually something I see or something I hear or something that's going on in my life. So I think that's a little bit the reason why people love the messages so much, is because they're going through the same thing. So just wanted to share that.
I totally agree, and thank you, Allison, for joining us. Tony, thank you so much, and we will be catching up with you soon, and you have a whole bunch of people here, I think, that would be great interviews already for the Get Inspired Project.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, ladies.
All right, Maria.
Yes.
Crazy.
Wow, it's going.
Crazy. Show. Well, we're flying through it.
We should have a two-hour show today for you, Michael. It should be 2 hours.
I know. Maybe this is something we're going to have to do in the future. Without further ado, because we're down to our last 11 minutes of the show, two great individuals. We have Phil Gornai is going to be with us in just a second. I've brought him on, as well as Rick Mixter, both great individuals, great men, and I say that with all sincerity. I know Rick is probably laughing on the other end of the line me saying that, but I really do mean it. I mean, Rick is one of the most genuine people that I know, and has been an inspiration for me. That's why I love to have him on, for these moments, because a lot of what the things that he's done has made me realize that I have abilities as well. And so, Rick, thank you so much for joining us. And Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Happy birthday to you. May you receive all that you ask for. May you find all that you seek. And may every door you knock on be open, unless, of course, someone is already in the stall. So, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Phil, for that one.
I was thinking, wow, this is so inspirational. And then, yeah.
It's still pretty inspirational. Just avoid the closed calls. Rick, you've been listening in a little bit. I know. Any thoughts on this subject? Because you weren't someone who necessarily knew right away what it was that you wanted to do with your life. You know, but you kind of kept going and found out what it was that you enjoyed and what you had a passion for. So, what are some of your thoughts for people maybe in the same boat as you were?
I wish I was so inspired as so many of your guests that you've had on. I absolutely am still trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. And a lot of that is just by, you know, stepping in the mud puddles all by myself and realizing that that wasn't a good step and backing up and heading in a different direction. I love what everybody said about inspiration, but I believe that a lot of the stuff is just opportunities that people miss, that it's a positive attitude. It's a great, you know, understanding of people and to really truly love to talk to other people that's made me what I am and given me the courage to be able to do the things that I've done, from flying jets to scuba diving shipwrecks and, you know, and especially in business. So I wish it was just a divine, you know, light that showed me the way, but it just didn't happen that way. It's been trial and error, and many things don't work, and you just have to know when to switch gears and say that dream has to be tomorrow or maybe never. You know, a lot of the times I'll switch gears and go to a different direction just because it just doesn't feel like it's right chasing it.
Well said. I mean, we oftentimes have to do that. Phil, sorry about going fast, but we've only got a little bit of time left.
No, that's quite all right. I see the timer going down too, and I think when I grow up, I just want to continue to be honest. The first part of life was about pretending and pretentiousness and thinking I can make everyone happy. I'm kind of wired that I wear my heart on my sleeve, my head is in the cloud, and most of the time my foot is in my mouth. So biology wasn't really good for me. But when I finally got that I needed to start looking at from the inside first, life became a lot clearer. And that's why the book was titled Inside Out, Discovering My First Person Point of View. Because once I did that, everything made a lot of sense. I have a very even-keeled way of being because things occur. The meaning we place on them distinguishes what we do. And, you know, I think we all know the adage, it's not what happens in life, it's what you do with what happens. So all I can control is me, and I think one of my latest status updates was around perception versus intention. And perception, living with all of these judgments and these things that we believe, perceptions, is like giving a movie the Oscar before you actually see the movie. You just saw the trailer and you want to give it the Oscar. But living with intention is about making the movie regardless of Oscar's existence. And I think that's where I'm at with my life today. It's being honest with myself, and absolutely there's nothing brutal about honesty and there's nothing little about a lie. So long as I bring my full-on intention and I take 100% responsibility for my life, everything that occurs to in and around it, I'm good.
Awesome. I think that's a great way to – I mean, that's a great way to live. Maria, I'm sure you have a question, and I want to keep you in here too. We're almost out of time.
That's okay. It's wonderful to meet both of you gentlemen, and you both inspire me. Just, Rick, your story and what you do, and tell me a little bit about your production company and what you do there.
it really came out of working in the news business. And for all of the guests that you've had, everybody's very positive. I think everybody would agree that being in the news business, it's hard to be positive all the time with so many bad things that we see. And I just finally picked up the camera and said, I can do better things with my camera than chasing fires and car crashes and stuff like that. And from there, I started working with with churches and building schools and using my ability as a videographer to teach history. That's the stuff that I really wanted to do. And sometimes it's not as lucrative as the TV news is, but it was just a worthwhile endeavor. And once I jumped out of the airplane with my parachute, you kind of have to fall, and that's where my life's gone. You make those decisions, you live with them, and stay positive all the way.
Wow. And that's great. That's great. Phil, my question for you, please tell me, how did you become a recovering know-it-all?
and Phil, you have to do this in 2 minutes or less. Just so you
yes,
know.
Totally. I mean, people talked about facing the mirror. I basically faced my life head on and said, dude, if you're so smart, why does your life look like this? And I've shared this before on the last time I was on Mike's show and another show that I was interviewed on, because that seems to be a popular question to ask me. But at the end of the day, this, my assessment of my life, no judgment. It just didn't equate. I wasn't able to quantify my life with being so freaking smart.
Okay.
So I had to get with the program that maybe I didn't know it all. Maybe there was something missing. And what I connected with is something that I've been sharing for a very long time but hadn't been applying. Relationships precede resources. When you lack a resource, you work on your relationships first. And I had to deprogram from don't trust anyone, don't go into business with anyone, do it all yourself. But every obstacle I came across, I wasn't designed to be the one to overcome it. And I lacked really powerful relationships. Well, that stopped. And now I have extraordinary relationships and great partners in business and in life.
Love it. That was perfectly said. Thank you.
Phil and Rick, I'll start with Rick real quick. How can people find out more about you? And there's still, I mean, we don't even get a chance to touch on all the things that you're doing, but where can people go to find out more about what you're doing, Rick?
You can do rickmixter.com or Google Rick Mixter or type in Shipwreck Great Lakes, and you'll probably find something in there. But easy to find.
And you're also on Facebook, too. So for those who are listening, to take a gander over there as well.
You bet.
Phil, same question.
MarvelousMondays.info takes you right to the Blog Talk Radio page. Facebook.com/MMFans takes you right to Harry and I's fan page or like page. I don't even know what to call it anymore on Facebook. And Facebook.com/PhilGNYC takes you right to my Facebook page. And if you just Google my name, you'll see a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff that'll come up as well.
Awesome. I am so glad to have had both of you on. I wish we'd had more time. And I can't believe how fast this hour went. I mean, it was here and it was gone. thank you so much for being involved in this. And I really appreciate all you do. Both of you have been an inspiration to me. Rick, especially since I've known you a little bit longer, but Rick's been always been there. He's always been a great friend. And like I said, I don't know if you find a more genuine person than Rick, but Phil is also catching up there. I mean, another really great individual. Thank you both for being on with us.
Great talking to you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Extremely honored, Maria. It's a pleasure. I know that we're going to connect some more. And, dude, have like an extraordinary birthday, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Phil.
Take care, my brother.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us. I wish I had more time. Maria, we are almost out of time. You have 30 seconds. Do you have anything that you would like to share?
I'm so excited. This has been a great birthday. Actually, there is something that I wanted to share, and I wanted to send out a thank you to the CEO of Stimulations, It's Demi Moore was on the cover of Bizarre magazine, and I am pleased to announce that I am the new spokesperson for Stemulation Skincare. So that happened to me last night. So I wanted to let you know about that. That it's pretty cool, and we're going to be taking it to Greece and taking it all over the world. And so as soon as that starts generating funds, then happy birthday, Michael. We're going to bless a lot of people with it.
Thank you so much, Maria. Everybody, check out Maria's. Just Maria, can you, in 10 seconds, can you give everybody your web address?
It is. What's the only thing you can yell on a golf course for? It is F-O-R-E, beyondthegreen.org. That is the nonprofit website, and that's where you can find all my information and more. So.
Thank you, everyone. We will see you all next week. Sorry, got to go. See you
Happy
next
birthday,
Wednesday.
Michael. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Happy
See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.